It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.995, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And we do have friends from the community and friends for a cause. Suki and Miriam are here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you ladies in on this, as we were talking off the mic there, the 1st of June, bill paying day for Miriam. She's excited about that.
Always. Well, that's how I have to remember when I remember things by dates. I put it in my calendar. I'm like, today is that day because this bill's due today.
That's right. So you know what day it is.
But
the good news is that the Friends for a Cause community unity packages, the effort's still going on. Remind us what that is all about for people who may be tuning in for the very first time, Suki.
A couple months ago when the COVID started, there was a need that was created. There were elderly that were getting out in the community, and they were having a hard time finding stuff, reaching stuff, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're part of a nonprofit foundation that does things for people in the community. We try to help where we can. Of course, AMI Radio reached out to us and said, hey, there's a need. Is there some way that Friends for a Cause could sort of facilitate and structure this? And I was like, sure thing. So I got on the roll. Mm-hmm. We started doing this. Well, then at that point, the company I worked for, they were like, hey, we want to get on board. So Retreat Healthcare Services, they were like, you know, they have supplied the resources, the time and talent, and even helped us find the elderly that, you know, we could help.
Right.
And so what we're doing is we are delivering, we're calling them emergency care packages, which is basically a box of non-perishable food, water, paper products, toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, just something that either they can do one of two things with. If they cannot get out to the store and they have nothing in their house, this will get them by until they figure out what their next move is. And or if they're doing okay and they don't need to get out because it's still kind of sketchy out there, JW. Don't
especially,
let people fool you.
Especially for people who are vulnerable, underlying health conditions, older, it's still there, even though, like I said, the numbers seem to be down. That doesn't mean it's gone away completely.
Exactly.
And it's still out there. So they still have the fear. They still have the anxiety. And just the plain common sense of, I'm in one of those groups. If I don't have to get out, maybe I shouldn't.
Exactly. And we're giving them the opportunity to not have to. So let's say they're okay on the groceries for now, whatever. Well, back to what we call it, an emergency care package. It's non-perishable. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to ruin. Let's put it back and maybe save that for that emergency because, in the times we're living in, who knows what next week's going to bring.
Who knows? We might get another case. Hope not. We might get some more cases and shut down.
My thing is not to live in fear, but to live prepared.
Yes.
And this is that's something that this has taught me is to be more prepared. Again, you can't live in like, oh, my God, I need to hoard on all this. But if we can help them, and then, you know, of course, the elderly that are 65 and older, if they have friends or family that have been helping them, because we actually started out just doing homebound where they had literally nobody, no resources, no anything. But because of things opening up, their resources may be going back to work or back to, you know, wherever they're, maybe they came in and stayed down here and they're going back home.
Yeah.
So we have reached out and basically, you know, we did on a case by case basis, found out their story. And they're like, you know, yeah, we can get out. I'm afraid to. Or, yeah, my daughter's been getting this for me, but she works crazy hours now and she's not as free because she had to go back to work. Then we're like, hey, we have ample supply. Let us bless you because we still are getting donations.
That's what you were saying. Y'all got a good donation just recently.
Yeah, it was like $300. And so people are still wanting to be involved and help and meet needs. And we're going to keep going and partner with AMI Radio and Friends for a Cause, and we're just going to keep going until the funds run out because
hopefully they won't. Because it's like you said, there's a need for the really honest. If you just want to sit here and say, there's a need for this pretty much all the time.
Oh,
it's just enhanced now.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And you just kind of tweak it to where, you know, it works for that situation or that time frame. But the beauty of what we're doing, we have a lot of partners involved, a lot of businesses, a lot of individuals as far as donations. Flower Acres Baptist Church and Harvest Texarkana have played an integral role because, you know, just because they have food pantries and they give out the free food, where we are basically bridging the gap is we're getting them, we're delivering them to people that can't come to them. So they give us names of people that can't come to them. we make those deliveries where they help us on the non-perishable food side that helps us stretch that dollar and stretch those supplies so that we can deliver over 400 packages that we've
done. And truly has, with all the partnerships and doing that with Texarkana Harvest and Flower Acres, it's truly a community event.
Helping out and still the need. And if there's somebody out there that would like to, I guess, nominate somebody or whatever that says, I know somebody that could really use some help, how can they get a hold of you, Miriam?
You can reach us at 903-793-0282.
Okay.
And that is our home base.
Uh-huh. And just give them a little information about who you would like for them to help out, and y'all will run,
check
it out.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So seniors or elders who you feel that really need help and they can't get out and they probably shouldn't get out with the pandemic going on, they need to call us and give us a name, a full name, a name and number, and 65 years or older.
Yeah.
Give us their name and a good contact number that we can reach them, and then we will call them. We have a process. We'll set it all up and do our thing to reach them and help them in need.
All right. Sounds good. There is another event coming up near the 4th of July. As a matter of fact, it's the day before the 4th of July, which would be the 3rd of July.
Friday. It'd be a Friday.
It'd be a Friday. And this sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us what all has to do with that, Miss Sookie.
This is a social distancing parade.
A social distancing parade. All
so,
right. Tell us what that means.
Well, mm-hmm. there's a lot of residents that are in assisted living facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so the retreat at Kenwood, they usually do a big hoopla every year for the 4th. Well, going to look different this year, for sure.
Okay.
Just because they're still in lockdown.
Uh-huh.
So what we were trying to create a way where we could give them some entertainment. They have something enjoyable. So we can spread them out. That's why we'll be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we're inviting area businesses and or individuals that would like to enter into our parade. Mm-hmm. There is no cost. We're asking for you to create a float that's non-motorized.
Okay, non-motorized. Okay, all right, go ahead.
That would be bicycles, tricycles,
wagons.
Pulling something.
Wheelchairs.
Walkers.
Walkers, yes. If you have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Yeah. Or a kid. You could pull a kid in a wagon. They love that.
I bet they do.
Yes. We have a $50 prize on the table. And all we're asking you to do is dress red, white, and blue and dress as crazy as you can, because that's what's going to make the parade fun. And hopefully what we'd like to see happen is some of the people participating in this, they'll get the idea and maybe we can move it to other facilities. We'll catch on and they'll be like, hey, let's do the same thing for our residents.
Right. And that way, not one event is huge. Each has their own little small event, right? Because you don't want to be overwhelmed.
True,
especially during the social distancing.
We also go big or go home.
Yes,
so.
Yes,
you know
I do
us,
know that.
You know us. We go all out, go big or go home.
JW, there's no telling what you're going to see that
but
moment.
But also to take their minds off everything that's going on and let them have fun. And that's why we were saying the crazier the better. Like, yes, with the pandemic going on, and you never know what tomorrow brings or next week brings. But going all out and doing it right, you know, the social distancing and still doing everything like we need to, but having a blast and taking their mind off of it for a little bit and just seeing smiles.
Yeah, you're talking about crazy hair, crazy socks, crazy this, crazy that.
Because all crazy, the crazier the better.
Because y'all are crazy. And we're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
and like you said, it takes their minds off of things because, you know, the assisted living and the nursing homes and things like that are in the lockdown to keep them safe. And they'll probably be the last places that get to open back up.
Absolutely. They will be them in the nursing homes. Mm-hmm. They'll be the last ones that will get the okay. And I don't know. I hear things from left and right, you know, and I have some family members that are in other assisted livings and they're talking
several months.
August, months. September. Yeah. So
next year.
I don't know. Isn't there a state that said they're closed down for the year?
Yeah, I think there's some states that have pretty much done that. Sookie and Miriam are getting ready to play a game with us, Friends for a Cause. I think we're going to do yes or BS today.
Oh.
Okay.
So you guys put on your thinking caps if you've got a thinking cap. 1039-985 mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friends this morning are from Friends for a Cause. Sookie and Miriam are here, and I'm looking for my game. There it is. So you guys ready to play a game?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Okay, this is yes or BS, and I'm going to give you a statement, and you're going to decide whether it's true or made up Barbara Streisand, as I call it, BS.
Okay, so who's making notes?
I'll keep score.
Oh, is this me against Miriam?
Yes.
Are you playing too? No, you can't. You're reading the questions.
That's right. I'm looking at the answers. Gosh. I can't play. Y'all don't look at the screen because it's big font. As you age, your sense of sight is the first to deteriorate.
I say yes.
You both say yes, but guess what?
You better not say that's
probably
BS.
Your hearing.
It's BS. And it's not even your hearing. I would have thought that too. Sight, hearing.
Oh, balance? God. Is it balance?
What is it?
And they say, actually, it's your sense of smell goes first. Your sense of smell goes first.
What?
Hey, I'm just reading it. I'm not making it up.
I call BS on that.
I was going to say, mine's backwards.
Okay.
My eyesight's slowly going. Okay.
I never had any eyesight to begin with. So,
so I'm not going to say my age, but my eyesight's steadily going. Okay.
Okay.
And I got a feeling my hearing's going to be next.
All right. Well, I guess you're just opposite. Your smell's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fine.
Sookie, what's going on with you?
My eyesight.
Your eyesight.
I'm blind.
Well, my eyesight's been bad since I was about.
I need reading glasses. I'm in denial. I'm not going to do it.
I had to get glasses.
Do you know I was using reading glasses almost exclusively, and then for some reason I went to my eye doctor that I go to my contacts. We changed it up a bit this time. I don't really need them right now. It's great. And I'm older than either one of you. The Cleveland Indians baseball team was originally called the Cleveland Spiders. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
I know nothing about that.
She says BS, you say?
BS.
Yes was the answer. It was true. They originally called the Cleveland Spiders.
I was gonna say spiders? I was like, that doesn't even sound like a baseball team.
I'm just going to do the opposite of your answer, man.
The average American eats about 3,000 pounds of candy in a lifetime. Is that yes or BS? 3,000 pounds of candy in a lifetime.
I say yes. BS.
You said
BS.
You said
yes.
Well, Miriam's on the board.
I ate that last week.
I was like, how do they know?
You know what it is? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm sitting like, how do they know exactly what?
I'm just reading the
answer. How's their measure?
It's about half that. They say 1,500 pounds is the average
American. I ate 3,000 last week.
If you want to go from the ground floor to the top of the Empire State Building in New York on foot, how many steps are there? Now, that would be a fill in the blank, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be a yes or a BS question.
I say yes.
Yes.
I say BS.
How about this?
Or BS, I'm
there are
it.
1,575 steps. Is that correct or made up? 1,575.
The thing is, I've actually been there. But I don't know. But we took the elevator.
You say yes.
I say yes.
I say BS.
We are tied at one apiece because it's yes is the right answer.
I took the elevator.
Two more questions. No, three more questions, if we can do it quick enough. According to the Kleenex people, the average person blows his or her nose 256 times a year. Is that yes or BS?
BS, it's more than that.
She says BS?
Well, then I'll say yes, it's yes.
Well, Miriam takes the lead at 2-1 because they say yes.
Look at the draw.
Only one person survived the Alamo. Remember the Alamo? Only one person survived.
I was going to say, yeah, that's false.
Well, no, y'all are so sure. Yes, it's true. Oh. I don't know who that was. One person.
One person.
Okay, this is the last one unless we don't have a winner. Crest toothpaste is the only toothpaste approved by the American Dental Association.
That would be BS.
She says BS.
I say yes.
Miriam wins it.
I was like, there's too many toothpastes. Today.
Yeah.
There's too many toothpaste.
It says Colgate is, and they say probably others, like they don't even know. But at least Colgate and Crest. So anyway, once again, that number, that famous number, if someone wants to get in touch with Friends for a Cause to help out the Community Unity packages.
That would be us at Retreat at 903-793-0282. We just need a name and a number.
All right. Help out the 65 years of age or older that need help.
Yes.
As far as getting things to them, it's such a great cause, and we appreciate y'all coming in. And, of course, don't forget about the Retreat at Kenwood Parade on Wheels. And how can they find out more information about that particular event?
Have them call
Same
thing, same thing.
Yes, because me and Suki are both there, so just call us at 903-793-0282, and we'll be able to fill them in on that
Be a lot of fun the day before the 4th of July, Friday, July 3rd. It's the non-motorized crazy.
You know, we forgot the time.
It's
going to be 9:30 that morning.
9:30?
Before it gets hot.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.